This is Carolyn Fox, host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and we are going after hours with Lisa Haley of Lisa Haley and the Zyda Cats. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello, hello, everybody.
As we are going into Mardi Gras season, we are delighted to have you, a Southern girl herself. You have some Louisiana roots.
Yes, ma'am.
And I understand that your father was an accordion player, a Cajun accordion player.
My adopted father, Joe Simeon, was one of the Cajun accordion legends from Lautelle, Louisiana.
So you come by this music honestly.
This
is not a put on. This is who she is, and it's wonderful. I'm looking at your King Cake CD. I'm just loving it. You have a couple of songs in here that are really interesting to me. Now, Don't You Tell Your Mother has a very different kind of story. Why is a kiss such a secret?
Well, in my mother's generation, if you kissed a boy on the lips, you were considered engaged.
Wow.
That's how serious the chaperoning was back
then. Times
have
changed.
When you went on a date, I want to talk to our young people for a minute. When you went on a date in your grandparents' generation, you had with you on the date either a brother or a sister or a cousin or, heaven forbid, your mama with you on the date to make sure that nothing happened that wasn't supposed to happen, so that when you stood up to be married, your family could say, yes, this person has been honorable.
Mm-hmm.
So to kiss a boy was, you were considered engaged, and that's what that song is about. Don't tell your mother that you kissed my lips.
Times have certainly changed. Now, Big Diamond Smile is a different kind of story.
Tell us, boy. Well, ancient old folk song called She Has a Diamond in Her Shoe. And that's a song that anybody who knows folk music has been singing all their lives. But this was a true story. I was performing at Disneyland. We're contractors for Disney. And I was on my way upstairs, and my foot slipped in my boot, which was a boot that Joe Simeon, my adopted dad, had given me. And I thought, oh, I've got something stuck in my boot. So I get upstairs, I pull out my pocket knife, and I start pulling little rocks out of my boot, little asphalt rocks. I said, okay, well, it's time to get this boot rehealed. And about two or three asphalt rocks into the boot was a little glittering piece of glass. And I said, oh, well, I got to get that out of there. And I pulled it out, and it was not a piece of glass. It was a diamond. Who knows how long it had been in there? And I, right at the bottom of those stairs was the Disneyland jewelers, and I took it downstairs and handed it to them and said, oh, go ahead, tell me it's a cubic zirconia. And they said, no, it's a real diamond, congratulations. Now, it so happened that 2 weeks before, I'd been playing a show on the Universal film lot, and my diamond ring had gotten stuck in one of the pieces of equipment, and the diamond had fallen out and gone flinging into the night, never to be seen again. So this was, God had a sense of humor, and I was able to put this diamond from the heel of my boot into my ring.
Wow, what a
story.
I'm
happy now.
What fate?
I'm telling you. Oh, no, God has a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So it's kind of a fulfillment of the got a diamond in her shoes story.
Tell me a little bit about how you choose the instrumentation for your tunes, because you have some odd things in there. There's a washboard, there's a jaw harp, there's bagpipes, harmonica. How do you pick this out?
Well, my family moved from Donegal, Ireland to Louisiana in 1718 to escape a rash of smallpox in Donegal. And they settled in the hick sticks of the swamps of Louisiana. And 9 years later, the French showed up. And the French culture was so strong, it took over everything. But my family brought their fiddles, their Irish fiddles. So that's, you get the fiddle from both the Irish side and the French side. The button accordion was, there were German soldiers hired by the British to help fight the Revolutionary War. And they were called Hessians. And after the Revolutionary War, they settled in the South, and some of them settled in Louisiana. So they brought the button accordion with them. Also, a lot of French folks came from the Brittany area, and they brought Cajun accordions with them. Now, Cajun accordion, of course, doesn't have any slurs or slides it's like a piano. You hit the note and that note is what you get, as opposed to violin, where you can hit a note and slide it all around and make it sound like the human voice. So very quickly, around 1720, 1730, the Cajun accordion and the violin started working together, where we would play the same exact melodies together, and it created this overtone that's just irresistible. For a long time, that's the only two instruments there were. Every now and then someone would play guitar, but very few people knew how to change chords on the guitar. One of the first people who learned how to do chords on the guitar was a Cajun musician named Cleoma Falcon. Now, back in those days, in the early 1800s, women were not allowed to play instruments. And she was the first one allowed to play an instrument with her husband, who played Cajun accordion with her. So now we have the Cajun accordion, the violin, and the guitar. What would happen is the dancers, they would have dances in somebody's house. The dancers would be the rhythm section. There were no drums. There was no electricity. There was no electric bass. So the dancers stomping their feet would be the rhythm. And then someone would have maybe an old fruit jar, and they'd tap on it with a spoon, or maybe somebody would have a washboard like they used to wash clothes, and they would play that. And the jaw harp was kind of an Americana item, not specifically Cajun, but the Cajun rub board is part of Zydeco music. There's two distinct camps of music in Louisiana, swamp Louisiana, Cajun and Zydeco. My adopted dad, Joe Simeon, would not allow Zydeco in the house. Played strict Cajun music. And then there's Zydeco musicians who won't play Cajun. It's two sides of the same coin to the outside world, but within Southwest Louisiana, it's two completely different kinds of music. What we did as the next generation is we decided that it was more important to take this music to the world and have people all over the world enjoy it and understand it. So we call our music Americana, Cajun, Zydeco. So we play Cajun and Zydeco, and we have mixed it with contemporary world and folk music so that we have a larger audience. And then we teach people the stories of how the Cajuns were persecuted and how they came to Louisiana. And two of those songs are going on our new album, our new 8th CD that we're in the process of making right now.
Do you have an idea when that will be out?
It'll be released May 1st.
Oh, coming
just
up.
Just in time for festival season. And the two songs that will be on this new record are, first, there's a tune that was put out by the band called The Band, Robbie Robertson, back in the early 80s, called Arcadian Driftwood. And it told the story of the people who had come to Canada and how they were chased out of Canada. And then the other song is called Seven Ships, and it tells the story of the seven ships that the King of Spain gave the French folks who had come back to France so that they could settle Louisiana. And we have a bunch more songs that are very danceable and fun and happy, and we're really looking forward to having everybody hear this new album. It's coming out really great.
And I understand that when you're playing live, you're including some of the new songs.
Yes, ma'am. Three of the tunes we've been playing for the last year, because we felt that we needed to see what parts people liked and what parts didn't work, and in a large way, our fans have helped us shape these songs.
I want to thank you for being a guest after hours, and wish you a very happy Mardi Gras. Let the good times roll.
Happy Mardi Gras to you and to you, everybody. Get up and dance. Yay!
And we're going to play out then with Mardi Gras from Lisa Haley and the Zydecats.
Tonight. dreaming of.